Brazil's economy is struggling. Its exports to other countries are flagging, but it's made a top-quality export to some American theaters. It's a movie called The Second Mother. It's the story of a nanny who raises her employer's child at the expense of her own. Here's our critic, Kenneth Turan.
The Second Mother is a soap opera with a social conscience. It casually mixes dramatic elements about serious class issues with a crowd-pleasing sensibility. And it's blessed with performances strong enough to win a special jury prize for acting at the Sundance Film Festival earlier this year. The star of the show is definitely Regina Casé, a celebrated Brazilian actor and television personality. She plays the emotional, enthusiastic Val. Val is a housekeeper who has done the cooking, cleaning, and child-raising for a wealthy São Paulo family for more than a decade, catering to their every whim.
Val, traz um sorvete, por favor.
Sim, senhora.
Val has a young daughter of her own. She lives with relatives in another city, and Val hasn't seen her in years. Then, literally out of nowhere, comes a phone call. That daughter, Jessica, wants to come to São Paulo to take a college entrance exam. Jessica turns out to be a young woman of strong opinions with a sure sense of self. When she discovers the family has a guest room, she decides to stay there, much to Val's horror.
Olha, colchão gostoso.
Jessica. Desculpa, meu irmão.
Colchão bom assim, ninguém dorme aqui.
É, quarto de hóspedes.
Ah, é onde eu vou ficar, então.
Você está doido, perder o juízo?
Você quer ficar aqui?
Pelo amor de Deus, pelo amor de Deus, pelo amor de Deus.
Jessica's presence turns into a major disruptive force, causing all the house's dynamics to spin slowly but inevitably out of control. Because Jessica does what she wants and has contempt for the boundaries that Val has always taken for granted, she makes the class distinctions in the house unavoidably explicit. This may sound more dialectical than diverting, but it's the gift of the Second Mother to pay attention to the farcical elements and to clothe serious issues in warm human situations. And star Casé's bravura performance as Val is so realistic, viewers unfamiliar with her career may think they're watching the real thing. And, in the best possible sense, they are.
Kenneth Turan reviews movies for Morning Edition and the Los Angeles Times.